From his album, Jericho, there is Callaway County from our friend Tony Logue. And it's been a little over a year since Tony was here, but this morning we got him on the phone. We're welcoming him back to Iron Country. Welcome back to Iron Country, Tony. How you been?
No, man, I'm great. Hey, thanks for having me.
It has been a little over, well, you were here on St. Patrick's Day a little over a year ago, playing over at The Room in Boxcars, and this Saturday night, you're bringing your full band to the lot, and a lot of people looking forward to it.
Oh, wow. Man, we are. I know I've been telling my folks about it, you know, just The Room. You know, I was at The Room that place is magic, man. So I can't imagine that the lot's going to be any different. So, we're really excited about it. So, yeah, can't wait to get up there.
Well, you know, Tony, that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you about. I asked Kayla Ray this question last week. What was your thought going into The Room and then when you came out of The Room after playing there?
Oh my gosh, man. Going in, I didn't know a whole lot about it. I knew it was a cool spot, but shoot, coming out of it, I mean, good grief. I mean, that's one of those, there's a few places that I can think of that are just, you know, magic. And that one comes to mind, man. The Bluebird was in Nashville, is very similar to that. But yeah, this is a special, special place, man. It was a great night for me. I do know that.
Well, I know you're coming back up here with your band on Saturday night, and I've been keeping up with you on social media. You've been a busy guy this last year since Jericho dropped.
Man, I have. Just hustling and trying to get it out, you know, trying to spread the word. But yeah, folks keep calling, and we keep going. So yeah, it's doing well, man. Yeah, can't complain.
That's awesome. Now, when we saw you at The Room, it was just you and your guitar. Do you guys pick it up a little and knock it down a little bit when you get the full band together? Is it a party?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's man, I got a good band. I mean, they're good grief. They're way better than me. It's a good time, man. I mean, I like doing it both ways. I like singing my songs, just me, but I like to turn up and play with the band too. So,
outstanding.
Looking forward to it.
Now, last time you were here in the studio, when you came in, you did a couple songs for us acoustic, and the album Jericho wasn't out yet when you released it.
Right.
Tell us, how long did you work on that album? And the feedback on that has got to be amazing, because everybody I talked to just loves that album.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really, really cool for me. Shoot, man, I worked on those songs for a couple years, you know, and I had, I don't know, 22, 23 songs or something going in that I thought, okay, these are the songs that I like. And we just kind of started, and what was left, was 12 songs, I think, on Jericho. And that was, those were songs that we were just like, okay, we can't, this song, there's a spot for this song, you know, and just tried to whittle things out, you know, and that was what we had left. So there were some other pretty good songs that we'll probably see the light of day sometime here soon. But yeah, those were a dozen of my favorites. And yeah, so everybody's had some really, really nice things to say about it. And, you know, people that I didn't really expect, you know, people like Whiskey Riff and, you know, like really big, big publications that they got on board and really helped me, you know, kind of helped. Mm-hmm. Get out on a national level, I guess you could say, instead of just like a regional thing. So yeah, it's been really good.
Now, Tony, when you put an album out like Jericho, this has been a work that's something you've been working on for a year or so. Now, when that album releases, do you like kick back and not write anything for a while, or, you know, and just kind of go out and get some life experiences and then come back and write songs? Or are you constantly writing new songs?
Man, I try to stay at it just because I'm better that way. I feel like I'm better that way, you know, and if I get away from it for a bit, it just, I don't know, it feels weird trying to get back into the groove, you know, and I try to stay in the groove, and I don't always, you know, mm-hmm. I get a little lazy sometimes, but I try to just stay working, you know, and just get better songs. And like I said, I had way more songs than I needed going in for that record, and some of them were some pretty good songs, you know, that I think I might you know, I there was a couple of really good songs that I felt like I wrote right before Jericho, you know, and we were just like, man, these songs are great, but I didn't want to cut some of the stuff that I'd already written out, you know,
so yeah.
I just kind of shelved the newer songs, and hopefully I'll get to put them out on the record here soon, or, you know, if I don't write anything better, we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Yeah, just trying to always write.
Well, I know early this year or late last year, the state of Kentucky went through some just unbelievable tornadoes. I know when I went down to Nashville in February, I could still see where some of the paths of that those terrible, terrible storms went through. How's everybody in Kentucky doing? I mean, are they getting back to, is life getting back to normal there?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was, man, it was something. It was something. Yeah. But everybody seems to be pretty resilient around here. So everybody's getting back. But just a horrible, horrible thing, you know, just come right through West Kentucky and through Mayfield and Marshall County, where I'm from. Just a tough time, man. But yeah, everybody's trying to get back to getting back, I guess. So
outstanding.
We're hanging in.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, the other question I had about Western Kentucky and Kentucky in general is, what's in the water that makes so many great songwriters in Kentucky?
Man, I don't know. I get that question a lot. I don't know, man. I just hope that I can get some of it, you know, get some whatever it is. I hope it rubs off on me, you know. I mean, there's some greats, you know, Chris Knight's right. Chris Knight's my neighbor.
Nice.
You know, just not too far down the road. And just Kentucky in general, man, you know, it's just a powerhouse songwriters. I don't know what it is.
It's something.
I don't know. I just hope I get some of it rubbed off on me.
well, trust me, my friend, from what I've heard so far, it's rubbed off on you. I mean,
well, thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah.
Seriously, because since the last time you've been up here, we get a lot of requests for Earnhardt and Jenny Ridge and so many of your songs, yeah. The Welder and Callaway County. So we are really looking forward to you. Tony Logue's going to be at the lot this Saturday night in Clinton. Get your tickets at Boxcars. Go over and, you know, make Pogo go to work. Get him behind the bar there a little bit. And or otherwise, you can call over there, 608-676-1149. You're not going to want to miss Tony Logue and his band this week. And, Tony, the song I want to talk to you about now before we let you go today is a song that you played when you were here in the studio here at Iron Country. And you played a song called The Welder. And it came out amazing on Jericho. I think it's one of the best tracks on there. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, man, it's definitely one of my favorites for sure. I've always been a welder of some sort, you know, come just most of my adult life anyway, in some form or fashion, pot fitter or a welder of some sort. But that was the idea, you know, and just, I don't know, I just like stories like that. I like stories where folks have, you know, got backs to the wall and things like that, you know, and that was kind of the idea.
Well,
there's actually another song on the record called Pilot Oak. It's the same couple. If you pay attention, there's some things there that kind of tie it all together. Just good story, I thought it was. Yeah, but I feel like that one cuts close to the bone for me. You know, it's just always been a part of my life. You know, and trying to do a whole lot less of that and a whole lot more of music. But you know,
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Well, Tony, where's the best place for our listeners here in Iron Country? Because they sure do appreciate what you're doing to keep up to date with what's going on with Tony Logue.
Oh, man, just the usuals, you know. I mean, I got a website, TonyLogueMusic.com, and Facebook and Instagram and all that. Try to stay active on all the socials. There's a place called On the Ridge that's on Facebook. It's pretty cool. You know, folks just kind of, not necessarily me, but it's, you know, people just putting different things, and you know, there's a lot of info there. That's a good spot to look. But
okay,
yeah, so yeah, I'm around.
All right, well, Tony, we are looking so forward to having you back in Iron Country over at the lot this Saturday night. Get your tickets at Boxcars Pub and Grub, or get them by calling over there, 608-676-1149. And Tony, we're going to play The Welder right now, and we look forward to seeing you this Saturday, my friend.
Heck yeah, man. See you guys soon.